Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, hope everybody's good. Let's go around the room and check in with the whole crew here. Up first, Scuba Steve said he would look better if he shaved his head, but his wife doesn't want him to, so he wears a hat instead. Here he is, producer Eddie. Yes, sir.
I have a great bit idea.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I don't really know the name yet. I'm still working on that. But it could be like Eddie Eats TikTok or The Tastes of TikTok. So my algorithm somehow feeds me like just people making pretty easy but unique foods.
Okay.
And I'm thinking I find one once a week or whatever and I bring it to you guys. Maybe even make it and see if you guys like it. So the one I found this week, check it out. It was this guy puts pepperoni down on a skillet. Then he puts slices of cheese over it. Then he puts a tortilla over that, then flips it over, and it's a pizza roll, but in a tortilla.
That does sound pretty good.
Like, that's what I said.
Yeah, I've seen good. That guy.
I'm not going to care guy. About you bringing it in unless you bring it in. Like, if you want to make it, we can do it every week. You're not going to remember. I've seen your chicken business.
What do you mean, man? We're thriving.
You're not. You could if you put... There's only so much effort to go around, and you're putting that in other places right now.
We are thriving.
Yeah. So
I smoked 2 chickens this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you. If you wanted to do that bit, you would need to make it.
Yeah.
And we can do the bit once a month.
I like it.
But you have to make the food for all of us.
Right. I'd have to make pizza rolls for every... I think I'd start with the pizza rolls because that sounds really good.
If you want to do that next week and bring in the pizza rolls or some new... I'll tell you what. Anytime you want to make it, we'll do the bit.
Okay.
So we won't put a schedule on it, but it's like, hey, I want to do it this day. You go, make it, and then you bring it in and we'll do the bit.
I love it. Now, I don't mean to sound like Lunchbox, but can
I'm not paying for it.
Okay, all right.
I'm not paying
for it. How did you know that was my question?
Because I knew you were going to ask that, and then when you said Lunchbox, if you want to do
can
it.
Can I get reimbursed for the food?
If you want to do it, you do it, but I'm not making you do it.
How often does he have to? He doesn't have to. If he goes 3 months, is the bit dead?
No. What if I find something
in 3 months? The bit just exists whenever you bring it in.
Well, so if it's called Tastes of TikTok, or it's not.
No, I don't think it tastes of TikTok.
Eddie eats TikTok.
I just didn't know if anybody sees anything
TikTok.
On TikTok. Like, we can bring it to him.
Okay. Eating it? No.
Eating Eddie.
No.
Think about it.
Eddie's Eats.
Yeah. We'll come back, okay?
All right.
But you want to do it, we'll do it with you, but you have to bring the food in.
Sounds good.
Up next, he still loves to brag about the time he won Prom King, and he also loves to tell Abby that she can't sing. Here's Lunchbox.
So I told you guys I had to join a new team, free agent soccer adult league. I'm the oldest person. So I joined this free agent team, guys. We played 7 games this season. I'm happy to announce we went 0-7.
Wow.
You don't sound happy.
Did you get to play?
Oh, I played, man.
Why you went 0-7?
No, it was one of those seasons where every game we didn't have enough players playing down a person, or we had to, the game before us, hey, do you want to stay and play a game?
That's
like
tough.
People. Irresponsible. They sign up. They don't show up. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I can't make it tonight.
Why don't you put a team together and be the manager?
Or maybe it's time to hang up the cleats, you know?
I don't know.
You don't want to be Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. I'm just telling you.
That was bad.
I know. You don't want to be Akeem Olajuwon with the Raptors.
Bad move.
But I still have skills, and I mean...
Dwayne Wade with the Cavaliers. You don't like... it just looks uncomfortable.
I understand what you guys are saying, but it was so frustrating. It was like, guys, if you sign up, show up. Like, what does Bobby always say? The battle is showing up, what?
That's G.I. Joe, buddy. I would say put your own team together.
But here's the problem, man. As you get older, the people that you used to play with...
stayed the same age.
No. They kind of... like, the team I used to play with when I first started, they were all in med school at Vandy. They all went off and became doctors.
What'd you do?
I started popping out kids and got famous, more famous. So I don't know enough people that play soccer. Good.
But you're so famous, people should just want to be
your team.
I
agree with that. I've had some people hit me on Instagram asking to be on my team, but I'm like, what if they suck?
What if they do? Sounds like can't get any worse.
Have tryouts.
Sorry to hear that, Lunchbox.
Oh, tryouts. Good idea, Amy.
Next up, Raymundo wants to hang out with her reverse husband, but I really don't think that's fair, even though she says she really doesn't care. Here's Amy.
So my daughter is applying for jobs. Like, one of the places she wants to work is Clean Juice, and my friend was over and she was like, oh, I worked at a shop similar to that, like way back in the day when I was in high school. She goes, but I got let go because I was always early and way too eager. And I thought, what? How would you get let go for that? But apparently, as a teenager, she was outshining the manager and he didn't want that. So he let her go because she was like,
I think that's the story that she tells. There's no way.
No, that's not right.
There's no way.
Why?
Maybe they're just annoying. I don't know who it is, so I can say this without knowing. And then you can tell me later, be like, oh, dang, I wish you wouldn't have said that. I have never seen a manager fire somebody for being too good of an employee.
Right.
Because the employee makes the manager look good.
Okay. Well, I also thought, I want to encourage my daughter to be early and eager. And this is like...
But you don't want to be over early to where it makes people uncomfortable.
But that's you.
But she said she was way early.
Not uncomfortable.
You show up early.
Not in a long time. I show up early, but not uncomfortable. And if I do show up early and uncomfortable, I hide.
Yeah, there was one time I went somewhere with you and we were way too early, so we made like, I don't know, 5 laps around
because
a long
I didn't
street.
Know how traffic was going to be, and it turns out traffic wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have the problem of killing a little bit of time than stressing out and being late. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, your friend didn't get fired for being an exemplary employee. I think that's her story. She may have just been annoying.
Early and eager.
I like early and eager, but that is, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes to grill. Compared to eating out, it's a much cheaper bill. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I do want to bring this up. I haven't brought it up on the radio, but I did put a job posting up on my Instagram where I'm looking to hire somebody to run my podcast network. And so I didn't really know what would happen. I just put, because I've done this before and I've hired somebody from it because I just want the most people to hear it as possible. Because if our company does it, it's going to go to like 7 people. We're going to get like an assistant producer in Paducah who applies, the same 7 people from Philadelphia. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that, but I want to put it out there. So, we're looking for a president of the Nashville Podcast Network, and I posted it and said, here's the email address to send it to. I didn't check it for like 3 days. There's like 11,000.
Wow.
Like 11,000.
Eager?
11,000. That's a lot. How are you going to do that? I don't know.
What's the job include?
You go look at it on Instagram.
Dude, you're the
if you
president.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I heard president. I'm like,
and I saw the salary. Woo! That's a good salary.
Pretty good.
To be the president.
A lot of responsibility.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought presidents just like play golf.
They delegate.
That's why you're not presidents. Like presidents of companies, CEOs.
Oh.
Mike, what do I got to do?
You got to just serve there and do your job on this show.
But you never know. I could apply.
I do know.
What do you mean? It's open to anybody.
You, 11,001.
Okay. There goes Lunchbox.
Deleted that one. But yes, I have to go through all of them this week, which I did not expect that many, but I love it, right? We want the most, best, brightest, or most potential, et cetera, et cetera. But see, if you haven't heard from me, that's why. All right. Thank you all. Let's get going here. Bobby Bones Show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 6 months. I love him. But when I talk to him sometimes, he zones out and he doesn't listen to what I have to say. It's annoying, but I put up with it because he's a good guy. And I know he loves me. We've been talking more about being together forever, but I don't know if I can be with him if he doesn't always pay attention to me. Is this just something that all guys do, or should I be concerned about his lack of attention? Signed, ignored girlfriend. IG. Ignore girlfriend. A wise man once said, that's showbiz, baby.
We're all like that.
We're all like that.
All of us.
Has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, does he have ADHD?
So, Amy went medical. Okay. I went typical dude.
Typical dude, I'm with you.
I mean, there's women that can do that too.
Just know that if he's doing it like this now, when you do get married, it'll probably be a little more severe. But I don't think that it's because of you.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, how ignored are we talking?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she likes to nag.
Like she's a high maintenance.
Yeah, you know? I tuned out too because she started nagging so much. Yeah, I was like,
yo, come back to us, man.
Yeah, I'm bored, man.
It's annoying. I put up with it because he's a good guy and I know he loves me.
So he's a good guy. So what's the problem?
He's a good guy.
He's not listening,
though,
guys.
He loves you. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Well, it's just coming to an understanding.
Goodness.
Like, I have an understanding and I don't always do a good job at it with my wife. Like, we're eating dinner, put the phone away. But I know that's important to her then, so I do it.
Right.
So it's him understanding what is a priority to you and your relationship and him meeting you in some of those places.
Yeah, it's absolutely okay to express this to him and for him to work on it.
And he's still always going to be like this, so it's also okay for him to be like this some and for you not to freak out and nag him all the time about it.
Right. But if anybody thinks that there's going to be like a person that checks like everything, like, I mean, he's a good guy.
Well, ask my wife. I check every box.
Every box?
Every box. Wow.
Every box.
Oh, you're
every
perfect.
Every box.
Every box.
Every box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She tells me that. So here's what I'm going to say. You're making a big deal about this. It's not really a big deal. We're here to tell you it's not a big deal. But if it is a deal to you, have him work on that aspect of him and give you 30% better. Because that's what you need. You're never going to get 100% better. You get 30% better. He knows it's something that you need from him. Express your needs. He'll do the same to you. The end.
Right.
Don't break up with him.
Because if my wife says like, hey, I need you to listen to this, I stop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if it's regular talk, I'm always like,
How about that?
I don't hear a word she's saying, dude.
Oh my gosh.
That's just how we are. I've been like that forever.
You don't hear a word she's saying. It just sounds like...
He hears a word.
But if she says, hey, I need you to look at me and listen to this. This is important. Oh, what's up? Then I listen.
True. You got to know our weaknesses so you can help us beat them.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, what happened?
Well, my friend was... We were just talking about concerts and favorite artists. And she said growing up, Travis Tritt, favorite, like her and her sister, they were obsessed with him. So in like 2018 or 19, she's never seen him live. But her sister surprised her with tickets and they went together and they were so excited. And she said it just changed her whole perception of him. Like, I guess he had way too much to drink and he kept playing the same song like over and over.
That's
and
awesome.
I thought... Wow, that's interesting. And then she said in between the songs he was playing, the same songs, he was talking about how Luke Bryan or you know whoever else, they're not real country. Da, 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 da. And then it made me think, and the only reason why the story sort of stuck with me to bring up to you was that sounds like the time frame. Is that when you got in a Twitter fight with him?
I don't remember. I don't know. He just blocked me out of nowhere.
But I think it's because he was saying that and you're like...
Oh, I probably went after him. I got in a fight with Aaron Lewis, too, because he was saying that Luke wasn't country.
That's right.
The guy from Stained. It's been a while, but he tried to be a country artist, too.
Yeah, so I don't know. It just was... Yeah.
You want to do worst concert you've ever been to?
Let me think.
Worst.
So, and it can't be like somebody that nobody's ever heard of, because obviously they're not even going to be that good.
Yeah.
Or like most unfortunate concert experience you've ever had. Because I saw R.E.M. once, and they sing like, that's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight, losing my... I went, I was so pumped, and they had a new album out, and they played the full new album and played one hit.
Mm.
Sucked. I was so upset. I paid good money for those stupid tickets. And then, if it's bad, I remember the guy from Everclear just singing terribly.
Oh,
remember that show?
I was there with you.
It was real bad, and I was excited about that.
We were shocked,
and that's not his fault. Except he can't sing. But I'm saying that's not he like wasn't drunk or anything.
No,
he,
it's like his voice just sounded like it wore out or something.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? That
yeah,
oof. Like if people come to a Raging Idiots show, Eddie and I are doing comedy music, and I'm not known as a great singer. I can sing well enough so you can hear the jokes, have fun with the song, and not be distracted by how my voice is. But it was real bad. It was real bad. So I'm going to do that. Those are my two. Everclear and REM. And I loved both of them. Your friend saw Travis Tritt play the same song over. It was at least one of the good songs.
I don't
great
know.
Great day to be alive over and over. I'll take that.
It's still a great day. Yeah, he's a mess. He's a mess anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my concert experiences, and I'm pretty sure they're all positive.
Well, it's kind of hard to remember the bad ones, right? But I do remember mine.
Go ahead.
Bob Dylan. And I love Bob Dylan. But it was like playing music trivia with like, well, what song is that? Like, I think I know that one. Oh, that's like a Rolling Stone. Okay, I heard him say that.
Couldn't figure it out.
But what was crazy is he sang for about 30 minutes, and he was like, hey, you know, and then everyone left. There were probably, out of 5,000 people, I would say about 200 people were left. And then he looks up and he goes, hello, Bob Dylan fans.
Oh.
And then he started playing all the hits. It was crazy. It's almost like he did it on purpose. Like, yeah, you suckers.
Oh, he weeded out the posers. Stayed?
I did stay because I paid money for it. I wanted to leave.
Lunchbox?
Willie Nelson.
Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
ACL.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
What was wrong?
Oh, you couldn't understand him.
Sound wasn't good?
He was mumbling. And we were all just looking at each other going, like, he was one of the headliners, and there was a headliner on the other side of the park, and everybody's there. We're like, yeah! And then we just look like, is this really it? Really? He sounds like this? And we stayed for about two songs, and whoever was on the other side of the park, we went and watched them. Don't even remember who it was, but I remember being so pumped for Willie Nelson, never seen him, and I was like, this is god-awful.
Hmm.
Wonder if he's had a bad day.
Yeah, he must have, because, I mean, I've seen him.
Me too, and it sounded
good. Great.
Yeah. Oh, it did not sound good, boys and girls.
Went to watch Drake at the Staples Center, Mike D and I did, and it was bizarre because he would go out on the stage in the middle and sing like a third of a song and then yell and go to another song.
Huh.
He'd be like, baby, you're my everything. You're all I wanna be. This is my number. Hey, hey, hey. No, I'm about to do a different song.
Next song.
Over. It's just one after the other.
Wonder if that's his thing.
And like, I would just get into it. Maybe he has so many songs, but still, I would just be getting into it. It was like, what? Now we're switching again? That was pretty annoying.
That's like, who did that too at a festival? Khaled. DJ Khaled. Is he the one that does another one? Mm-hmm. He must have said another one like 20 times.
That's the thing, you know?
And another
make
one.
Make sure you hear it. Ray, you got a worst concert?
Yeah, this one isn't about the singing because the person sings awesome. It's Eric Church. He does a great job. But I was there with my wife and some of our friends, and Eric brought out like a devil. It was like probably a two-story high devil that just like was a blow-up and was in the audience. And some of the people we were with were offended because it's kind of like satanic. So it was like really awkward because they kind of left, and then we're like, oh, I guess you gotta leave because there's a devil right now.
You were with people that got mad there was a devil blow up?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of awkward, honestly.
But can they not go to a Duke basketball game?
Yeah, Blue Devil.
But this was, I believe, the actual devil. Like, there was fire, it had
but
horns.
But that wasn't the actual devil.
It wasn't the real devil.
No, but I'm saying it wasn't blue. It wasn't the Duke
Blue Devils. Did
you
bring him out as a guest? Guys, this is a big deal for me. Let's bring him on out. Here's the devil.
What was the point of it?
I don't know. It didn't have any connection to the song. I think it was just some little weird, bizarre angle he was going for. I don't think he does it anymore.
Yeah. And you think it was the real devil?
Well, no. Oh. What I'm saying is it looked like if I was to envision the devil, it was a very morbid, dark devil in the audience. It almost felt like there were spirits in the arena.
Now it sounds like Ray was offended.
And it sounds like they didn't go with friends. Ray was the one.
And we were going to church in like less than 12 hours.
That doesn't make sense, Ray.
Morgan, you have one?
Yeah, I have one that was my fault and one that was an artist.
Okay, go ahead.
So the artist one was Casey Musgraves. It was in like this really small venue and the people in the front were super drunk and she scolded them
good.
For being drunk.
Good.
And then like
idiots.
She played the rest of the concert like really angry and you felt the whole time like you were like a kid in trouble from your mom.
That's funny.
You know, and if it's a small place and her music's chill and people are drunk, they're running it for everybody.
Yeah, they were pretty rowdy, so I get it, but it was definitely uncomfortable the rest of the time.
It's such a bummer, too, because so many people were, like, pumped to see her, and because she's so good.
Yeah, and?
And then I went to a, like, festival concert, and I'd never seen Zac Brown Band before, and I really wanted to see him. But I got a little too drunk during the day and passed out in an RV and missed their whole show.
An RV?
So that really wasn't a bad concert. That was a bad Morgan.
That was an unfortunate situation for me.
Bad Morgan.
Yep, bad Morgan.
Why are you in an RV?
Yeah, no.
Who's RV?
We were day drinking on camping sites, and so we were out like partying, day drinking with a whole lot of people camping, and some of them were RVs, and they were our friends of a friend, and I just happened to end up on the couch in the RV.
Seven Peaks or
my goodness.
No, it was called Hilder Country Stampede. It was in Manhattan, Kansas.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Oh, wow.
Hope everything turned out okay.
I got to see Zac Brown Band like later on, just not that night.
Yeah,
it was really sad.
Ray, sorry about the devil. Morgan, sorry about what happened to you. Anybody else gets
screwed
overall,
over? I have a very pleasant concert.
Yeah, Amy's like, oh my God,
that's
been good.
I'm like, wow, I like them all.
Scuba, I bet you've been to a bad one, huh?
A few.
Worst one.
The worst one was Panic at the Disco, and Brendon Urie was singing, but every time, you know, he hits those really awesome high notes, he would end it, he'd go to hit it, and he'd go, woo! And I was like, did he just woo? And I was like, maybe he's just, whatever. And every high note, woo! Woo!
Why was he doing that?
I don't know. Maybe his voice was shot like mine and he couldn't hit the high note or something, but it was really awkward. And then, speaking of awkward, another one was Jay-Z and Beyonce. It was their stadium tour. Awesome. But every time, they must have been fighting, because every time Beyonce would come out to sing, Jay-Z would cut her off and go back into one of his songs. So Beyonce would get like 10 seconds in, and he'd be like, yeah, yeah, bring him out, bring him out. And she'd go to sing, and he'd go, all right, cool, cool. Da-da-da-da. He would do all of his songs over hers.
No way.
And I was like, oh, they're fighting right now.
No way. I saw Amos Lee, and it was a pretty poor experience, but it wasn't his fault. He was sick, and he was like, I can try to sing the songs or not. And they were like, sing, and he did. And it was kind of fun because everybody was singing along. But I just felt bad for him, and you never get to hear the songs. But he sings like, sweet pea, apple of my eye, don't know when, I don't know why, you're the only reason. You know that song?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You know that one? Woo! 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 All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us this morning. May all your concerts be good and fruitful, and you stay out of RVs.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Does Stanley or even Eller, your dogs, do they ever chew your shoes?
Stanley is a puppy, but no, they're not chewers.
I know Stanley's had like a million surgeries, yeah. And a third of gastrointestinal surgery procedures for dogs is because they've eaten shoes and then rubber gets stuck in there. And so this company has created flip-flops that are edible for dogs. Well, they're unchewable. Like, the dogs can chew at them, and the rubber is not going to end up in their GI tract.
Yes, not edible.
So they're unedible.
So completely unedible shoes.
But, I mean, they can eat them, and they're not going to get hurt because, yeah, vets were saying, like, oh, my gosh, like, this is pretty life-threatening for dogs, too, when the rubber gets stuck in their GI tract.
Stanley ate a squeaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it made of rubber?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a good idea. If your dogs do eat shoes or chew shoes, to make shoes that the dogs cannot swallow.
Yeah, Brizza, B-R-I-Z-Z-A, made it in collaboration with Pedigree, and it's the first unchewable flip-flop out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now, but since Pedigree made it with them, and you eat Pedigree...
Yeah, it's confusing.
Seems like I'm confused. Yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Stanley has an IBS issue.
Oh, just like his daddy?
Just like me.
Oh, wow. You know hereditary. How, like, your dogs can pick up on what you have, like anxiety or...
Yeah, because he went in and like, we think he has like basically irritable bowel syndrome like humans have. And I'm like, he got it from me. Oh, no. Felt terribly guilty as a dad.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poor guy.
Those flip-flops, what's the name of them again?
Brizza.
B-R-I-Z-Z-A. All right, check them out if you got a dog that eats shoes. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks. Play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. If I say a movie that people pretend to love, that maybe they don't love, but if they act like they don't love it, then maybe they're not cool in their mind. Does anything come to mind?
Something internal of the spotlight.
No, that's what I say.
Sunshine mind.
But Bobby
sunshine
means that.
But I'm the only one that's ever said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you're only targeting me with that.
Maybe that's why it's in my head.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a movie where you make the decision. Do you want to eliminate the bad traumatic memories that you have in order to lead a better life, or have they actually made you into who you are? And if you lose those, you lose a sense of who you are. You're telling me that that is not...
Well, I don't know. Honestly,
I'm the only weirdo that talks about that movie, so I'm offended. Go ahead.
That movie's good, though.
I feel like... True here.
94% positive.
I've never seen it. I just thought people talk about how it's so good.
But who people? That's just me. You're talking
now
to me.
Now you and Eddie.
Jim Carrey's in it. Who's the girl? Claire Danes? Is that her? No.
I don't know. It's Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, the Titanic girl, right? Yeah.
Well, so what movie do you think?
But it's unfair because I haven't seen it, but I think of The Sopranos.
That's good.
No, The Sopranos. See, this is how little I know about
Godfather.
Godfather's in the other one. What's the one?
Scarface.
That Scarface.
Oh, that's a good movie, though.
I know, and I'm sure it is. But I feel like if you're a dude, and that's how little I know, I consider all of them the same, Sopranos, Scarface, Godfather. I feel like if you're a dude, you got to be like, I like gangster movies.
I feel like people will say that about Matrix.
Yes, that's the one I had. Matrix
is awesome.
Oh, I don't know. Here we go.
Oh,
it's
so
the same.
Awesome.
It's the same theme as Eternal Sunshine, sort of, where you can take a pill and actually see what's really happening, and you won't be living in bliss, and you'll know the real truth. Or you can take the pill, and you don't know at all what's going on, but you're like, life's great.
But they're shooting in that one, because he dodges the bullet. I've never seen it, but I know that part.
You've never seen Matrix?
Uh-uh.
Man, it's what I think's happening to us now. Well, the government's keeping a lot of stuff from us, obviously. I'm not even talking about just aliens.
Here we go.
How many Matrixes are there?
Well, there's three, but there's like one in... Or maybe four now. How many Matrixes are there? Are they all out now? The first one's really good. I don't remember the other ones. But the
the first one's really good.
Right. But do you feel like that's the cool thing to say?
No, not at all, because if it had been cool, I'd been like, I love them all.
Okay.
I have a story here, the 12 most overrated movies that people pretend to love.
Oh, come on.
That's what I was going to bring up here, and then Amy went straight to attack on me.
I didn't mean to. I just, that was somewhere in my mind.
Ready?
Ready to go. Ready.
Fight Club.
Oh. Great movie.
Good movie.
It's not, is the movie good or not? It's, do people act like it's their favorite?
But that movie's so good, it could be someone's favorite.
Yeah, but I feel like Fight Club's a little bit where people are like, I just love Fight. It's a, really tells me about who I am. The Notebook.
Love it. Oh, that's good.
It's really love good. It.
Yeah, I read the book in one day.
You did?
Way before the movie. Yeah.
Nicholas Sparks?
Mm-hmm. And Ryan Gosling's in it, who's like...
Yeah, dreamy.
Well, I was going to say like fashion icon type person.
Yeah, I got you.
Jaws, too old for me.
Yeah.
Eddie,
but that's a cult classic.
When you went to the movies.
Okay, I did. I saw a Jaws 3 at the movies. It was in 3D.
I don't know what Chinatown is. They have Forrest Gump on this list. Forrest Gump's awesome.
Yeah, best movie ever.
Possibly the best movie of our lifetime, for sure.
But ooh. I don't say that. No, I don't say that.
We realize that. Yeah. You never said it.
But I feel like you and Eddie, it's cool for y'all to say that.
No, what are you talking about? Everyone else agrees.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying everybody else agrees. I'm saying it's my opinion that based on how big it was then, the cultural significance of it,
it's still quotable.
The career of Tom Hanks.
Yeah, the lines you can quote.
The quotable lines.
Yes.
I would also say somebody that was probably looked at as special needs, who was able to do great things. There's also that where you don't put someone in a box just because that's the box they've always been painted in.
That's right.
Okay, it's good.
No, I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying that's why I feel that way.
It's pretty good.
Why do you keep going down?
Yeah, why do you just don't...
You don't have to do anything.
Like,
well,
stand
tall. You're convincing me. Forrest Gump is good.
I'm saying that's why I like it.
Okay.
The Shining. It's a scary movie.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
It's old.
I don't do that. I don't know what Chinatown is. I said that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I looked at the rating real quick. 93% positive. Chinatown. It's got... Is that Frank Sinatra?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh. Jack Nicholson is a young guy. Looks like Frank Sinatra. Wow.
That's funny.
Avatar.
Oh, that's one. Oh, yeah. Never seen it. So dumb.
I will say that I didn't say Avatar was awesome. I thought the idea of Avatar 1 back then was really cool. Mm. It was the first one to really do that. 3D glasses. But I didn't think the movie was that good, so I didn't watch Avatar 2.
Whatever one just came out, I watched that with my kids. It was fine.
Greatest Showman, I thought was awesome.
You love that
Hugh Jackman. And then I danced to that as my final dance on Dancing with Stars. I thought it was so awesome. I didn't expect to like it. I think my expectations were so low because it was a musical. And I was like, I don't like musicals. Little did I know I like musicals. I like good musicals.
Yeah, because you like that La La Land.
La La Land's awesome. Yeah. But there are musicals I don't like. I tried to watch Chicago, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
With Catherine Zeta-Jones. Meh. So I don't love every musical. La La Land was awesome. I watched another musical recently. What other thing were they singing in recently?
Wizard of Oz?
Recently?
Possibly not. Did they do a Ted Lasso, the musical episode? Were they all singing?
I haven't seen that. I haven't watched season 3, so don't know.
I haven't watched all of it either. Frozen. Kids love it. I don't care. Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that's a good one. And if you don't say you like it, you're the weirdo.
I don't know that I have seen it all the way through.
Hannibal Lecter?
Correct.
Yeah. It'll mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Star Wars Episode 6. Don't know anything about Star Wars. I tried to watch Star Wars.
They're terrible.
You didn't really give it a chance.
I wanted to give it a chance.
But you didn't.
I started watching it. It was like, the first one. And it's like they're hiding behind styrofoam rocks that are supposed to be mountains. It was so dated that it was hard for me to watch.
Okay, I get that.
And then finally, Avengers Infinity War, the number one most overrated movie people pretend to love. But I tell you this, I loved it and Amy ruined it for me before I watched it.
I love Avengers.
Yeah. Remember you spoiled it though before I ever got to watch it?
It was that specific one?
Yeah. And I still thought it was really good.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Around the room quickly, your favorite movie of all time.
Oh, it's
easy.
All time. Give me one. Go ahead. First one that comes to mind, Amy, go.
Dirty Dancing.
Eternal Sunshine. Oh, I thought you were going to say that. Dirty Dancing. Go ahead. Eddie?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, good. Lunchbox?
Braveheart.
Morgan?
Ready Player One.
God, that's such a good movie. I love Ready Player One.
So good.
I forget about that one because it's so recent in the last 7 years or so.
I watch it on repeat. Like, I love it that much.
That's such a good movie. Ray?
Hands down, Wedding Crashers.
Mine is Man on the Moon. Which everybody here, got to watch.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, man. Ready Player One. Did they ever do Ready Player Two? Or
they're
like a
supposed
sequel?
To be. It just hasn't come out.
That movie. You guys seen that one?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I may put it in.
No.
The movie. It's
no, you'd like it.
I watched The Prestige. You guys seen that?
Nope, no, no.
Christian Bale is one of the magicians, and Hugh Jackman's the other one, and they're like rivals. They come up together.
They're old time,
1800s.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And they're learning magic, and they're rivals. And then something happens, and they're not rivals, and they really hate each other. And then that's what the plot says in the thing. I read it before I said this.
Yeah,
so I don't want to pull it. Amy. Yeah, sure. And so.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the Batman guy's first ever movie. What's his name?
Christian Bale.
Nope. The other one.
Pattinson.
Nope. The guy who directed it.
Michael Keaton.
It's not a Christopher Nolan movie? Oh, well, it's one of his early ones. It's a Christopher Nolan movie. Yeah, dude.
We're just like guessing every Batman that's ever
played. But it's Christopher Nolan. The guy
Michael
who
Keaton.
Did Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the prestige, and the longer I'm away from it, the more I like it a lot. Because I watched it and I was like, that was good. And then the next day, I was like, whoa, that was real good. And now I'm like, that was awesome. You like it, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. All right, well, a little movie talk here. This is Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's not. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Appreciate you guys being here. I do think that you're being a little unfair to Eddie because he likes to play guitar up here at work sometimes. I do think that...
What are you talking about? What happened? What are you talking about?
Not just Lunchbox. There's a couple people that have issues with you. But I would like to say that just because you take a couple minutes to play guitar and unwind, that doesn't mean you don't work hard. So I would like to say that first. But Lunchbox, go ahead.
Yeah, super busy Eddie is back. I mean, he always talks about he's super busy, can't go do this, can't go do that. Oh, no, can't meet up with listeners because I'm busy. But
who said that?
You. And so then I walk down the hall and he's having another jam session where he's just playing guitar, singing songs with Abby for like 30 minutes, just hanging out.
Okay, so I want to go to Morgan now, who has a version of this story as well, where she's just a little irritated. Go ahead, Morgan.
Well, I had to go into your office to record like the liner for a station. And I was like, hey, guys, can I borrow this real quick? And Eddie looks at me and goes, I need to finish my song first. And I was like, dude. I'm trying to work. It's
I was
okay
in the middle of Garth.
If you want to play your song, go somewhere else.
You're not even writing a song?
No, I was playing Garth.
No, they were just singing.
Much too young.
Eddie and Abby were having their own little concert.
It's like you were having a meeting in here. We had time to kill.
Yeah, but while I'm having a meeting,
you could be doing
that means
your work.
Other people are doing their things. And if you're holding up an office where there's recording equipment, Scuba Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it because it's fun to listen to. But if you're taking away space for people trying to do their work, I think that's where you cross the line.
Can you get Eddie's guitar for him?
Yeah, of course.
Let's bring it in here.
Yeah,
you want me to play it?
Well, I want to just see how fun this sounds because if it's super fun, then I mean,
what do you mean? You want to hear it? You want to hear a little bit of him and Abby together? Go ahead, bro.
Oh, you got recording?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you recorded that?
Let's go.
Okay, go ahead. Been doing anything else?
No. I mean, my computer was in here. You were having a meeting. It's like, we got about, 10 minutes to kill? We grabbed the guitar.
Did you know Morgan needed the office?
When she came in, but like, we were in the middle of that. She goes, excuse me.
Who cares about that? You're just doing a cover song.
Did you hear those harmonies, dude? When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Let me hear if this is fun. Go ahead. You have a guitar.
Oh, you want me to play?
Yeah, pick it up right here. Here's Eddie.
Dude.
We're just sitting at the office.
They didn't even record the good one.
Yeah, so why do you have a guitar at work, man?
See, the good one. How many songs did y'all do?
About five. Did about five songs.
More than that.
This is more than 10 minutes.
Here you go. Ding, Amy, thank you.
This old highway's getting longer. There ain't no wind inside. Here you go. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's turning on and on and on as long.
Everybody now, come on.
And the white line's getting longer and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Come on. All the cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Cause I'm much too young to feel this damn old. And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It's just
fun.
The problem that I see the Lunchbox, Morgan has such a valid point if she needed to record something.
Oh, yeah, that's a stupid thing.
I'm in the middle of a song.
I thought you were writing and recording like a parody or something, and I'd be like, Morgan, he was also doing. You're singing a cover.
Yeah, Garth.
I would be very annoyed. Now, that is fun. I will agree. I think that's fun.
It brings a vibe.
What is annoying, Eddie, though, is Eddie does always make it a point that he, like, can't do certain things because he's so busy.
But what if he's so busy and he needs, like, 10 minutes of guitar time to kind of get him going again?
That's my smoke break. Yeah, but
I don't think that's what they were doing. Like, they were, like, really having, like, a...
Yeah, what was the point of that?
At some point, it sounded like they were really rehearsing for something.
Yeah, exactly. Because it sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't rehearsing for anything.
What can we learn from this? Like, how can we be better as a show from this segment? Because Lunchbox told on you, Morgan voiced concern, difference. Because she was like, hey, I was trying to get this done and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So what do we learn here, Eddie?
Two different things. If I'm going to play guitar in the studio, go somewhere where no one's going to need that room or space, right? Cool. Lunchbox, just act like I'm busy the whole time. Because the second I'm not doing anything, he pulls the, Eddie's so busy card, he can't do anything.
But Eddie, the solution here is just stop saying that you're so busy.
That's all you have to say.
A lot of people are busy and they don't say it over and over how busy
If you're really busy, do you go to the bathroom?
I almost never go to the bathroom.
I'm talking to Amy. Amy has to go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm extremely busy. I don't say it all the time, but I almost never leave the room.
That's my point. It's like.
But I've never voluntarily said I'm busy.
Like your motto.
You might as well have it tattooed on your forehead. I'm so busy.
It's like, Eddie, I'm busy, Garcia.
Like, there's did I do that? There's Hakuna Matata. I'm busy.
No, that's not true. Lunchbox just attacks me, so I say I'm busy.
All fine. What we're going to learn from this, how we're going to be better is, it's fine to play guitar, but don't let it get in the way of work.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, if someone needs to work, you can't be in their space. And thirdly, Lunchbox is just always looking to tell on you.
Correct. Can we do a Friday jam?
I don't know.
I like the idea of it.
It's almost like when companies do, like, all right, we're doing Hawaiian Shirt Day. Can we do jam day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And listeners sing along too, and there will
be a slight delay on the phone. Oh, you mean if?
Well, yeah, they don't call it.
Well, they can do that with a song though.
I'm just talking about.
We can play the real version, better version.
All right. It's different.
We do have a dance
sing-along.
Party. That's basically a jam day.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll test it out. We'll put it in research.
Okay.
a sing along is different. You have to admit, it's like.
I don't have to do anything. Don't tell me what I have to do.
Around a campfire.
You know what? I don't think I'll have time for all that. I'm busy.
Yeah, you too busy?
I'm busy.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any money? I do. This is all I have, $5. You're playing for $5 today.
Let's go.
Better than a stick in the eye, am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mike D, roll the dice. We're playing the Bobby Feud. Lunchbox goes first. Oh. There are 10 answers on the board. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media, what is a chore that you hate doing the most? Lunchbox?
Laundry.
Show me laundry. Number two answer, give the guy 2 points. Lunchbox?
Dishes.
Show me dishes. Washing the dishes and dishwasher water duty is dishwasher duty is number one.
There you go. Are you ready for me to go again?
Yes, sir.
Give me lawn care.
Lawn care.
Oh. Wow.
Across the
bottom. Over to Eddie. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the chore you hate the most?
Bones, give me cleaning the bathroom.
Show me cleaning the pee-pee room. That's your number three answer. Have yourself 3 points.
Taking the trash out.
Trash! Number six answer.
Wow.
No.
I didn't think it'd be that popular. Bones, I love doing it, but some people must hate it. Give me cooking.
Cooking! Number five answer.
That's a chore?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a chore. Oh. What else do my kids hate doing? Changing diapers.
Show me diapers. Oh. And Eddie is out after 14 points. It's a good first round run, though, buddy.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Amy, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left on the board.
All mine are crossed off. Vacuuming.
Show me.
Oh, that's good.
Vacuuming. Sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, or dusting, all in the same category for 4 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that took away dusting. Okay.
There are 6 answers off the board, and it's 1 through 6. Number one was washing the dishes. Number two was laundry or ironing. Number three is cleaning the bathroom. Number four is sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, or dusting. Number five, cooking. And number six, taking out the trash. Chores we hate the most, Amy.
Washing car.
Oh, washing car.
Oh, we can do that.
Four answers still left on the board. Points are doubled for round two. Lunchbox.
Can you go over the mopping one again? What did you say? Bopping, vacuuming, it all counts, right?
Sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, dusting.
Oh, you said dusting. I didn't hear the dusting part. That's why I wrote dusting down. Okay. Well, a chore that some of the older kids have to do when the mom and dad want to go out to dinner, they got to watch the younger kids. It's called babysitting.
Babysitting.
That's weird.
Four answers on the board, Eddie.
Bones, give me home improvement work. Fixing stuff around the house.
Mr. Fixer Upper, huh?
Okay. We're running out.
Okay.
You guys are running hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's
now you're out. You got four left. And they're all the big pointers.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think.
Cleaning the garage.
Cleaning. Oh, that's tough. Garage is annoying.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the garage. Final round. We're at triple points now. If you get any of these, you'll take the lead because Eddie has 14 points total in the lead right now. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other chores that you got to do. And I mean, I really don't know any other chores that you do around the house. So, I mean, it may not be a chore at your house. Maybe you got to go do it. Grocery shopping.
Oh,
that's
a good chore.
That's good.
Show me grocery shopping.
He comes through!
That's your number seven answer.
Nice.
Worth 21 points.
Oh, yes! My goodness. He took the lead.
Has 24 points.
What else you got, man?
That's all I had right there.
It's a big one, though. That's a big one.
That was a big one. A chore you got to do.
Yeah, that's it.
No. It ain't it. Carpool! You're at a carpool today!
What
your earth? Chore! Gotta take the kids
peanuts,
to school!
Get your peanuts!
Oh man, he's scraping
Show
on
me
that.
Carpool! Lunchbox is out of the game with 24, but in the lead. Eddie, we're playing the Bobby Feud. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. What's a chore you hate the most? Number one was washing dishes. Number two was laundry. Number three was cleaning the bathroom. Number four was sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, dusting. Five is cooking. Six is taking out the trash. Seven is grocery shopping. You need 8, 9, or 10 to stay in the game.
My goodness. Sometimes, Bones, it just pops into your head and you're like, wow, this is genius. The higher power wants me to win. And that higher power put this in my head. Organizing your closet.
Organizing the closet.
Come on!
Well, I consider that laundry.
For the win!
Organizing your closet?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? That's a chore, man.
Amy, if you get 8, 9, or 10, you win.
Okay.
What are you thinking about? They're off the board, so you can put all your guesses out.
I have, like, changing diapers.
I already did that.
Why are you so stupid?
Why would you say that?
Oh. Why are you such a moron?
Sweet,
I thought I was being smart.
God, I thought I had crossed
Good
out everything.
Grief.
I know.
Unless you just don't want him to win. And then...
Wow.
No,
I didn't do that on purpose.
He did not do that on purpose.
Right.
He's not that smart.
Let me cross that out.
Well, and he's going after your intelligence.
I'm an idiot.
Well, it's crazy, because while they're talking, we're busy thinking, because I just said it's not dusting, and Lunchbox is like, it's not dusting.
Wait, you said that too?
Say that right now.
You said it earlier.
Yeah, he wrote
it
down.
Idiot.
Yes, we said it too, and he did the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're not smart.
I just didn't call him out on it. Gosh, well, he said organizing.
Because I already said dusting Lunchbox, and you're like, I had dusting written down. Yeah. And I was going to say that. No, but I'd already said it was.
I feel like all of these things fall under spring cleaning.
All right, Amy, we're going to need an answer here.
Yeah.
No. Cleaning the silverware. Dish, something like that. Like polishing. Ah, that's a thing.
What's your answer?
Sometimes. Polishing silverware.
Polishing silverware.
Stupid. What is it?
Oh!
Number eight is washing windows.
That's a good one.
Number nine is cleaning the fridge. Number 10 is cleaning the stove. Collect your $5 cash.
Yeah!
But first, sing your song.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ricardo was working at HEB, the grocery store in Pleasanton, Texas, and he's doing the curbside to go when he gets the call. I'm in spot two. Can you bring my order? And he goes out, and it's this old granny and goes, ma'am, you know you have a flat tire, right? She goes, no, I didn't. He goes, hold on, I'll be right back. He goes to his manager and says, hey, this lady in spot two has a flat tire. Can I get my jack and change her tire? Manager's like, go for it. So he goes to his car, gets the jack, boop, 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 changes the tire. Boom. All for that old lady.
That's awesome.
Then what happens?
Then.
I knew it. I knew
yeah,
it.
Get Come this. On. There's a lady that has a nonprofit that like recognizes people in the community. She happened to be there and see it, and she presented him a check with $500.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's boy Ricardo.
And then what happened?
That's it.
Did he spend it? What did he buy?
Yeah, what did he buy? We want to know. What then?
It doesn't say. There is no and then.
Oh, and then.
No, and then.
And the philosophy is show up, give a flip, repeat of that nonprofit.
I'll be suing them for that one.
I don't know about that.
Sounds a lot like Fight Kind. Great story. Ricardo, nice job, buddy. You definitely didn't have to do that. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.